96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is Father's Day weekend. If your dad is around and you have a good relationship with him, this is a time to celebrate. But what if you're a father struggling to reconnect after years of estrangement from your children? What are the do's and don'ts of reestablishing a relationship with your children, no matter what their ages? Well, joining me to talk about this are Kimotney Rawlins. He is founder of Fit Fathers, and David Smith, co-founder of the Children's Rights Fund and vice president of 100 Fathers Incorporated. If you're struggling to reconnect with your children, or if you've been very successful in establishing or reestablishing a relationship with your children as a father, we want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Kimotney, thank you so much for joining me. David, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Okay, well, let me start with you, Kimotney, because you have two absolutely beautiful daughters. I'm looking at the picture here and I'm thinking to myself, man, you have your hands full. You're married, you know, you've got the nuclear family going on. So you're not estranged from your children, but as as they have grown as a father, how have you connected with them?
I grew up in the inner city of Camden, New Jersey, a very tough city, similar to Southeast D.C., comparable. And there wasn't many households where there were dual parents. Most of the kids had a lot in common, and they lived with their mother. Although my father was around periodically, he wasn't always there because of work. He was in D.C., we was in New Jersey. So either though he provided that support, there were times where I still felt like I didn't have a father. So I assimilated with the other groups of kids in the city who didn't have fathers for other various reasons. So I told myself when I became a father that I would make sure I would do everything in my power to ascertain that the kids grew up in a nurturing household, a loving household, and spiritually connected. So I didn't rush to get married. I think I was 30 when I got married to my wife. We wanted to make sure that we were a fit for each other emotionally and physically, and that we could provide the elements that a kid needs to grow up with positive lifestyle habits, opposed to those that degrade, opposed to those that, you know, lead down to negative paths.
So, but what's your relationship like with your daughters? And when was the very first time that you made a really conscious effort, or you said, aha, this is where I have to really go all in?
I think my daughter was my oldest. My firstborn was around 1 year old, and we was looking in each other's eyes, and she started nibbling on my nose.
Well, they do that at one. That's what they do.
Yeah,
right?
And we looked at each other with such intensity. It was more than a physical look. I mean, it was a deep spiritual look. And I told myself at that point, I have to be her protector always. I traveled a lot because I'm an entrepreneur, and my job had me on the road a few weeks a month, and I knew I had to cut that down because I had to be around as often as possible. And I wanted them to know that I am just as emotional, just as caring and loving as their mother is. And I think that daughters need that, that strong foundation from their fathers, because there's this connotation that dads are only rough, you know. Mm-hmm. Like David was saying earlier, dads only provide the income. But no, we do far more than that. I cook. I taught my daughters how to cook. We go food shopping
together. Let me get a high five for that, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
There you go. And see, and I think that really, shows that, you know, when you, you know, have your children with you from day one, that, you know, those are the advantages that, unfortunately, you know, David, a lot of guys, you know, don't have. Why are so many fathers estranged, you know, from their children? And what impact does that have on the relationship, if there's a relationship at all?
Well, you know, father absence is, you know, it's slowly going down. But, you know, a lot of times I tell people there are three elements that remove the father from the household, and that can be divorce, incarceration, and sometimes when it's a single parent, it can be the ill will parent that separates them and keeps them out of there, which is the court system. You know, so I mean, fathers lay a foundation for their children, and so a lot of times when the foundation breaks between the two adults, sometimes the adult will take and break that relationship with the child. And so, you know, it's really about, you know, keeping that connection and that relationship between the father and the child, as well as the, you know, the mom and the child. And really, you know, it can be challenging for dads, especially when a relationship breaks up and they have children, you know, because they usually find for the mom. Mm-hmm. First to dad. And really, we're trying to use what we do with the 100 Fathers is to reestablish and what we call family reunification. And really, there's only a 10% of fathers that are absent, you know, that are absent by abandonment or just don't care to be there.
But let me ask, because this is such a critical thing. You know, what role do mothers often play in the estrangement of fathers from their children? And what would you say to those mothers who are making it difficult for fathers, or sometimes it's grandmothers, or sometimes it's, you know, let's say this. And sometimes a father's role, if the father does have custody of a child, sometimes being a good father means making sure that the mother has a good relationship with the child. But back to the piece.
And really, really, the best thing is to co-parent and share your children between the two of you. And you got to remove the animosity between the two parents. And you know, a lot of times, you know, women, they feel they are entitled to the child because they bear the child, they carry the child, but they don't realize how important the father's role is to the child. Mm-hmm. And how much strength and presence that applies current as well as down the line. Mm-hmm. I mean, the impact that fathers have, you know, on their children, whether they're married, divorced, or single. And what I try to tell to the moms that I deal with is let that father be involved. Share your child with them. What you have with that other parent is different than what that child shares with you two. You know, so
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about reestablishing relationships with your estranged child. If you're a father who is reconnecting with your child, how do you do it? Are you concerned that you won't be able to do it? If you're struggling with it, give us a call, 202-319-7810. Would love to also hear your experiences about reconnecting with your child. So here's the piece, because the reality is some fathers are estranged at very young ages, and then you have fathers that are reconnecting when the children are almost or actually adults. What advice would you give to a father, Kamatni, who is trying to reconnect with his child? Say it's a child under the age of 10.
You know, to David's point, I don't think women understand the gravity to which sabotaging the relationship with the father really has on the child. And sometimes, you know, the father's communicating, and sometimes that communication is too much for her to handle, especially in the advent of social media, because emotionally they're attached to the father and they feel entitled to him. alone. And if she can't have them, then no one can. She's going to make it difficult for them. So we've had these talks with a lot of fathers in our group who've been estranged for, you know, weeks, months, years at a time. And the key is to ascertain that the child understands that he cares and that he loves them. That time spent, that limited time that he has when they are together, they have to repetitively let that child know how much he loves her, and offer some physical nurturing too, lots of hugs, because that connection will show the child, no matter how much time passes in between, that is truly her father, no matter what man is coming in back and forth within the household. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that when they're trying to reach out, the woman can sometimes control how often they're able to speak to him, how often they're able to see him. So he just has to become very emotional and let his guard down, you know, so the child does truly understand that he's there and he does care.
Hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about reconnecting with your children if you have been estranged from them, whether you've been estranged from them for a year or so or for many years. How do you do it? What are the do's? What are the don'ts? How do you reconnect with your children? Of course, on this Father's Day conversation. By the way, Kamatni has an event coming up on Sunday. It's the 4th annual Fit Father's Day celebration. We're going to talk about that a little bit more on the other side. You can find the information on fitfathersday.com. It's fitfathersday.com. That event on Sunday in Silver Spring. It's free. So fathers with your kids, show up being fit in body and mind. And real quick, David, before the break, how can people get in contact with you?
Oh, they can contact me through the website, the 100fathers.org, or www.childrensrightsfund.org, or you can reach me straight on my cell phone, 301-974-2508. I'm always open to conversations and how I can help you.
Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. Ken in Northwest, Harrison, Virginia, Joanne in D.C. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Don't hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm.